Chapter 13. I dare say it would have been more seemly to decline this proposal. I think perhaps I should have made a show of the indignation I really felt. And I'm sure that Colonel McAndrew at least would have thought well of me if I'd been able to report my stout refusal to sit at the same table with a man of such character. But the fear of not being able to carry it through effectively has always made me shy of assuming the moral attitude, and in this case the certainty that my sentiments would be lost on Strickland made it peculiarly embarrassing to utter them. Only the poet or the saint can water an asphalt pavement in the confident anticipation that lilies will reward his labour. I paid for what we'd drunk, and we made our way to a cheap restaurant, crowded and gay, where we dined with pleasure. I had the appetite of youth, and he of a hardened conscience. And then we went to a tavern to have coffee and liqueurs. I'd said all I had to say on the subject that had brought me to Paris, and though I felt in a manner treacherous to Mrs. Strickland not to pursue it, I could not struggle against his indifference. It requires the feminine temperament to repeat the same thing three times with unabated zest. I solaced myself by thinking that it would be useful for me to find out what I could about Strickland's state of mind. It also interested me much more. But this was not an easy thing to do, for Strickland was not a fluent talker. He seemed to express himself with difficulty, as though words were not the medium with which his mind worked. And you had to guess the intentions of his soul by hackneyed phrases, slang, and vague, unfinished gestures. But though he said nothing of any consequence, there was something in his personality which prevented him from being dull. Perhaps it was sincerity. He did not seem to care much about the Paris he was now seeing for the first time. I did not count the visit with his wife. And he accepted sights which must have been strange to him without any sense of astonishment. I've been to Paris 100 times, and it never fails to give me a thrill of excitement. I can never walk its streets without feeling myself on the verge of adventure. Strickland remained placid. Looking back, I think now that he was blind to everything but to some disturbing vision in his soul.